For 2007, it was a very good year for some. At least I think that's what Frank Sinatra had to say.
When I was 17, it was a very good year.
And it was a very good year for the man who helped organize a charity concert that spanned seven continents. His documentary made $23.5 million at the box office. It won an Oscar. He won an Emmy for a network he helped co-found. Oh yeah, and a Nobel Peace Prize. And most of all, stunner Uma Thurman called him adorable. And said listening to him talk was like watching a beautiful racehorse run.
Really?
Yes, and just to think 7 years ago, Newsweek columnist Howard Fineman said he was seen in government as, quote, an annoying and ungracious bore who should have the decency to get lost. Well, the Gorkle has come a long way. 9 days ago, Brian Walsh, a reporter for Time magazine, interviewed the former vice president, who was runner-up for Time's Person of the Year. Hi, Brian.
Hi.
So when you sat down with Mr. Gort, did he seem at all satisfied by the successes he's had this past year?
Well, he seemed a bit tired because he'd just been up all night the night before finishing up his Nobel Peace Prize. But
that'll wear a guy out.
Yeah, it should have been. if that's their one chance to do that. But I think what he repeated to me was that he felt that his mission wasn't even close to being done. I mean, he used the word failed. He saw that he hadn't gotten that message all the way through, and he was still energized to go on and keep pushing it.
Does Al Gore worry that his fame this last year may overshadow the causes he's promoting?
I didn't get that sense. I mean, certainly he's had to adjust his schedule. I mean, he's gone from playing, he's like a rock band. He's gone from playing tiny shows and being able to talk to almost anyone who wanted to him to now he's in demand so much that I think a lot more of his time is spent on trying to pick and choose what he can and cannot do. But I don't think he's that worried that he himself will overpower this. There are enough other people in that movement that will also be part of it as well.
I do want to go back to this idea that Al Gore said in the interview, it's hard to celebrate when he feels that his effort has failed somewhat. Why does he feel this way?
Well, I think he just looks around and thinks, look at all the science that's coming out right now. You had the UN's IPCC report come out and in the most clear terms say that we are really near a possible cataclysm if we don't act very quickly, and you can see the message in the media as well. Then you look at what's actually been done, especially in the U.S. in terms of government action, while the states and cities have done a lot. The federal government has done almost nothing. I mean, that is what I think gets his feeling across, that he hasn't gotten that message, and we aren't acting in accordance with how serious this threat is.
I'm curious about your interpretation after meeting Mr. Gore and spending time. A lot of people, especially his supporters during the 2000 election for president, wonder, so where was this guy, this Al Gore circa 2007? Where was this guy back then? Thoughts on...
A lot of Nader fans are scratching their heads over this.
Yeah, any thoughts on if he's changed? Is this just a different side of himself that he didn't let us see? Or has there really been an evolution?
I think there has to have been an evolution. I don't think you can go through the experience he did, lose the presidency in the way he did without evolving, without coming back. I mean, what came across very strongly to me was that he seemed very free. And when I asked him about, why aren't you or why don't you seem interested in running for president again, what came up with a lot of reasons, mostly it's because he really likes what he's doing now. And so you see a man who really enjoys what he's doing, who has found his calling, who isn't bound by political niceties anymore, as he put it when he came to Bali to give a speech that really energized the conference there. So this person was probably always there, but, as a candidate or as a politician, it's just not possible. Now he's an advocate, and that gives him a sense of freedom that I think probably was denied to him before.
Well, when a person of note takes on a big issue, they are often held to a higher standard that they should walk the walk. So Gore has been criticized for his Tennessee mansion not being green enough. You've toured this mansion?
I did see it, and it just as I saw it, actually, they'd finished a lot of the retrofits. They'd put in solar panels. They'd increased the energy efficiency. I believe they have geothermal as well. And then they also purchased offsets, renewable energy certificates, I believe, to sort of compensate for whatever energy they take off the grid that does use carbon. I mean, if we all live like Al Gore in that way, at the very least, we'd be doing all right. Now, of course, he has to travel a lot, but, there are limits to how far you can go.
And plans for 08 for the Goracle?
He's going to continue pushing this. I mean, he's going to keep doing his tour. He's going to keep giving his speeches. And as for what happens after the presidential election, I mean, of course, he didn't rule out running. He still doesn't rule out that happening, although it's hard to see how that would suddenly occur now. But, you know, I mean, he's going to be this sort of shadow, figure in the face of whatever the next administration is. It's going to be very interesting to see how they choose to use him or don't use him.
Brian Walsh is a reporter for Time Magazine, spent some time with the man who's had a very good year, Mr. Al Gore. Thanks for sharing your reporting, Brian.
Thanks very much.